From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Some people see Michael Richards' recent foul-mouthed rant as evidence that racism is alive in America. I see it as a missed opportunity. By focusing attention on the so-called N-word, regardless of how vile that word is, we missed a chance to talk about an even more insidious use of language in perpetuating racial stereotypes. That language is found in millions of homes every single day. It's on the TV news. How often have you heard a TV news story about a crime where the reporter gives a vague description of the suspect? Police are looking for a Latino about 5'7 with short black hair. What does that tell you, other than that half the men in San Francisco's Mission District have just been identified as potential criminals? The most important thing it tells you is that we are still using race to define people in ways that do nothing to inform us, but instead pigeonhole and stereotype. The second is the assumption in the description that people from the same racial or ethnic background all look alike. Do actor Samuel Jackson and Senator Barack Obama look the same to you? Saying someone is Asian or Latino identifies their heritage, but tells you little about how they look. If journalists want to describe someone, why not use words that give you a sense of what that person actually looks like? That means more than just telling you the height and weight, but also the color and style of their hair and the shape of their nose. As for skin color, like life, it's rarely a matter of black and white. So why not use more descriptive categories, such as pale, fair, light brown, medium brown, words that might actually help identify an individual rather than an entire community? And if they don't have enough information to give a detailed description, why bother giving one? All it does is say, in effect, be careful, folks, there's a bad man out there and he's black. This is not an exercise in political correctness. It's a call for journalists to use language in a way that informs and is accurate, rather than in ways that stereotype. You would never hear a reporter say, police describe the suspect as Jewish-looking. Isn't it time we extended that courtesy to everyone else? With this perspective, I'm Kevin McCormack.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.